In a highly anticipated move, the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities made cuts to Eversource's proposed electricity rate hike last week. The DPU decreased Western Massachusetts Electric Company's request for $34.7 million by 30%. Western Massachusetts Electric Company is an Eversource subsidiary. WAMC spoke with attorney Kevin Conroy of Foley Hoag in Boston. Conroy says the rate hike will disproportionately impact Western Massachusetts's 209,000 ratepayers.
What we know is that this will lead to a rate increase for ratepayers in Western Massachusetts. What we don't know right now is the size of that increase and whether that increase will be shared among both the residential class and the commercial class in Western Mass. We also know that Eversource had asked for a much more sizable increase than they were given for the DPU. But we do know that Western Mass is bearing a significant brunt of this increase. We know that Eversource will be able to collect an extra $24 million for its affiliate in Western Mass, Wamico. And we know that $24 million increase will likely be spread around the 200,000 or so ratepayers in Western Mass.
And now this has a lot of implications for how Eversource might spend that additional money. They claim that the funds that they had been seeking was to offset some of the costs that they already made for things like renewable energy projects. Is that the case?
You know, I think it's a pretty common utility tactic that when they come to a rate case, they ask for very significant increases, knowing that the Department of Public Utilities is going to slash the rate request that they asked for. And that's what played out here. You know, they asked for the moon here. They asked for a very, very significant increase. And they knew that the Department of Public Utilities was going to slash it. But at the end of the day, it's a pretty sizable increase. The dollars for this increase go in a number of areas. First is, this is the first time in at least in Western Mass in 7 years that they've come in for a rate increase. And over 7 years, their costs have just generally gone up. Second, absolutely, there are now, the utilities are being required to spend more money on renewable energy projects, and they're allowed to spread the cost of those renewable energy projects on ratepayers. That's a policy choice that the Commonwealth has made, and Eversource and the other utilities are now spending more money on that and being able to send that money back to get reimbursement for those costs from ratepayers. And then third, there's just general everyday obligations that the utilities need to meet, like tree trimming and things like that, and those costs have gone up over the last 7 years.
What does this mean for different practices that are going on in Massachusetts in regards to electric vehicles and charging stations, or for net metering, or municipalities that are focusing on solar and for residential solar customers?
Well, so a couple of answers there. First is, we will see Eversource did get approval for significant electric vehicle station policy, meaning they will be sponsoring significant electric vehicle charging stations throughout the Commonwealth as part of this effort. And so we will see, one of the challenges right now in the electric vehicle industry is that there are not enough docking stations where chargers are located, and we will see an increase in that as a result of this proceeding. Second, the significant funds going to electric storage. These projects are not on are not in Western Mass. They're in other parts of the Commonwealth, including the Cape. But Eversource asked for significant funds for some pilot projects on electric storage. I mean, we will see that industry move along as part of that. Some of the questions about solar have not been addressed. There are challenges specifically in Western Mass that solar owners are having to get their facilities interconnected with the grid. Some of those issues are going to be answered in the second phase of this proceeding in a decision that is going to come out on December 31st.
Finally, in your professional opinion, as you advise your clients, do you believe the Eversource rate hike is going to break the bank for customers?
I think this is a significant increase for folks in Western Mass, and they seem to have gotten significant increases over the years. And so I am worried about what this means for the average ratepayer in Western Mass. I'm also worried about what this means for the average commercial business owner, especially industrial business owner in Western Mass. I think these are significant increases for them. I'm less concerned about what this means for Eastern Mass. That is a very sizable rate base, and this is a relatively modest increase in Eastern Mass.
So what should they do?
Well, there's a second phase of this. There's a second phase of this proceeding, and we'll see the results of that on December 31st. I think ultimately this is once again a conversation that ratepayers in Western Mass need to be having with their elected representatives. Policy decisions are being made about renewable projects and spreading that across the ratepayer base. That is leading to some increases. Second, we're seeing reliability at times being much more important than the costs. And so I think those in Western Mass need to be having conversations with their policymakers about what these increases mean for them and whether they can afford them.
That's Foley Hoag attorney Kevin Conroy speaking. Conroy served as state deputy attorney general under Martha Coakley. A spokesperson for Eversource says the state's cuts are disappointing. The new distribution rates come into effect January 1st. Eversource expects to release more information about consumer impacts by the end of the week.